Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lessons with Leaders, a special edition of Lehigh Valley Discourse. I'm your host, Lori Siebert. Our producer tonight is Neil Heaver. This is Lessons with Leaders, a show where we have the opportunity to understand what makes the Lehigh Valley great and the leaders and people who get us there. We want to understand what drives them, lessons they would like to share, and why they call the Lehigh Valley home. My guest this evening is David Jandl. He is owner and president of Jandl Farms, which breeds, hatches, grows, and processes 800,000 turkeys annually, as well as farms more than 12,000 acres of land in the Lehigh Valley. David's other business interests include Jandl Turkey Sales, Jandl Land Company, Shant's Orchards, Hitter's Edge, and A-Treat Beverage Company. Dave is actively involved in many philanthropic endeavors. He serves as trustee for the Jandl Foundation that benefits various nonprofit organizations within the Lehigh Valley. In 2006, he became a co-founder, officer, and director of the Miracle League of the Lehigh Valley. The Miracle League of the Lehigh Valley is a nonprofit organization which provides a state-of-the-art field where nearly 300 physically and mentally challenged children and young adults from the greater Lehigh Valley community are able to play and enjoy the game of baseball. Jandl Farms and Land Company have received numerous awards, including the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year Award 2010, March of Dimes Real Estate Developer of the Year 2011, Parkland High School Alumni Wall of Honor Award, DeSales University Forum for Ethics in the Workplace, Cedar Crest College Associate Award, Mincy Trails Council Distinguished Citizen Award. David resides in Orfield, Pennsylvania with his wife Jackie, and David is joined in business by his five children, Adam, Jake, Luke, Josh, and Joanna. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Nice to see you, Lori.
Thank you for taking the time to meet with us today. Being a great leader doesn't happen overnight. Your father and grandfather certainly set the stage with their vision and hard work. Can you share some of the characteristics that they had that you see in yourself today that contribute to your leadership style?
I appreciate you being with me today, and that's a great question. You're right. My father and my grandfather really were my mentors in business life, and I've never characterized myself as a great leader. I think I do what I've always tried to do. I started work as a very young boy, working with my grandfather, coming to work day in, day out, and my father, and they've taught me to be successful. You got to work hard, and you got to be at work, and you got to show the work ethic to the people around you. And they've certainly demonstrated that to me, and I hope I'm showing a little bit of that work ethic.
Quite often there are people that we look at as leaders who are so humble about it and don't believe they are leaders. So it's interesting that you don't feel that you are. But by your work ethic and style, I think you have put yourself in that position. I saw you speak once. It was a video I watched, and you were giving a talk to business leaders. And you said that diversification is so important. So I know that your grandfather had started, I think, with five turkeys. Jandl Turkey Farm has certainly evolved from there. You've started various businesses. Was some of that on purpose or by accident? Or by this passion you talk about, this work ethic?
My dad actually started with the five turkeys that my grandfather purchased for my dad at a country fair back in the mid-30s. And, of course, my father was a young boy at that point, but he took those turkeys and multiplied them going through school. He always had different projects where we expanded on the breed, and his passion was the breeding aspect. He liked to reproduce, to take what he had and reproduce it, and over the years, he focused on the breeding of the turkey to try to get something a little different than the traditional commercial brand that was out there. He started with five turkeys, and today we're growing 750,000 each year. We do the breeding, hatching, growing, and the processing of those turkeys, and we're proud to do it.
So your father was interested in the breeding part of it. Yeah. So did he have a scientific nature to himself?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No. He felt he knew what the consumer wanted, which was more white meat, a broader breast, shorter legs, and a consumer-friendly turkey, and that's what he bred towards. And that wasn't typical in the industry at that point.
So then you took on the role of the land development from there?
Well, just continuing, my father and my grandfather, after my father got out of the service in the 40s, my father and grandfather went into business together with 1,200 turkeys, because my grandfather really was more into cattle at that point, had a local restaurant that he ran. And then so through the 40s and into the 50s, they expanded the business, and that's when my dad got into the breeding aspect, more of the commercial breeding of the turkey and showing the turkey. You know, went to National Turkey Federation shows throughout the 50s, and it was in the late 50s where we trademarked the name Jandl Grand Champion, because my dad won every event he ever entered in throughout the country. He won Grand Champion prize for the best turkey. A best bred turkey. And so then in mid-60s, my father bought my grandfather out, and my dad continued the business. My grandfather felt my dad was moving a little fast, and a product of the Depression, my grandfather just was satisfied and happy with managing the operation, which he did. He managed the operation till he passed in 1980, and that's when I took over and I started managing the operation from my grandfather after he passed away in 1980. My dad, of course, through that time from 66 until he passed away, he owned and operated the business.
So what I'm hearing about your father and his desire to breed the best turkey and get that white meat, and then also this hard work, I'm hearing that there was probably a lot of passion around making the best turkey, but also then the best business. I imagine starting as a kid, doing all the things that your employees do now, do you think that makes you a better manager?
Well, you know, it sure does. And I tell you why. And I say to my own children, because I am in business with my five children that work full time. I have a sister who's been with the farm full time, and we work together. My sister Kathy, and then I have a nephew John. John Jr., my brother's son, who works full-time. That's very important to have family involved in the business. But as we all worked as youngsters in the business, back in the late 60s and 70s, my father would actually take us out of school 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, because we didn't have enough help on the farm to do the processing for the Thanksgiving stock. And so, yes, we had a, you know, getting back to your question, yes, we all had to learn every job, and I worked every job in the processing line. I could do it today if I had to, and they're tough jobs, and it was important that if you're working with staff and you're working with associates in the business, it's important that that they know when you're explaining something to them that you did it, and which I did. And we still have individuals that work with us. We have our general manager of the operation who's been with us for 55 years. And so I worked very closely with him as a youngster. When I was 8 and 9 years old, I worked with him, and he was a young guy then. And we worked very close together, but we kind of evolved into business together. And it was important that to both of us, along with my brothers and sisters, that that we did, and we learned every job in the operation from scraping manure in the barns to harvesting and processing turkeys.
I imagine that garners a lot of respect both ways then. Respect that you have for your employees and what they do in their jobs for you, because you've been there, and a lot of respect they must have for you because they know you've done it too.
Agricultural work is very hard, and it's very difficult. Most jobs are, but the agricultural work is, there's a lot of different aspects, because we are a totally integrated operation from the breeding, hatching, growing, all the way to the processing. And so there's a lot of different jobs, a lot of different labor jobs on the farm that you have to know, and I would hope it helps in that respect, relative to the respect for each other. And but it's important. It was always important to my father and my grandfather that we knew the jobs, and that we could teach other individuals how to do what we knew.
One of the other aspects, I think, that I have learned from reading some information about you and how you've done things, and even in my own neighborhood where I think it was Jandl Land, and the attention that you pay to detail, so much attention to detail. Do you feel that that is extremely important?
That's what our parents taught us, and attention to detail is very important. Where do you live?
In Green Hills.
In Green Hills, yeah. That was a project. That was our first project. We started Green Hills in the early 60s, and they were small lot, single-family lots, and of course, it's been completed now for several years, but the attention to detail in our residential projects and in our turkey operation, extremely important, and in everything we do.
someone had told me when we were talking about the layout of the neighborhood that they had referenced you, that there was even attention to the detail of how the traffic would flow through the neighborhood because you didn't want people speeding through the neighborhood. Now, I don't know if that was true or not, but I was impressed that someone would pay attention to those details. My motto is the devil's in the details. I love details, and I think it can make a big difference.
You're right.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with David Jandl with Lessons with Leaders. We'll be back in just a moment.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Celtic Fair, a celebration of Celtic music and culture, from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Brittany, and Galicia, to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar, every Thursday from 7 to 9, here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lessons with Leaders. I have with me this evening David Jandl, a leader in our community and owner of Jandl Turkey Farms, as well as many other ventures, including Jandl Land Company. And Dave, if you don't mind, could we take a moment to talk about how the turkey farm operation ventured into Jandl Land Company?
Surely.
How did that evolve?
Yeah, well, my father started acquiring land, and my dad enjoyed bank stock and banks. He was a banker, and he enjoyed land, and of course, his basis of his operation was turkeys and agriculture. So he would acquire lands for agriculture use. As the Allentown started building out into the South Whitehall area, that's where our home base was, South Whitehall and Walbert Avenue, and it became apparent that high-density residential, not ours, but high-density residential around a turkey farm was a little bit difficult to operate, grow turkeys next to houses. So we disbanded the turkey farm in the 60s and down there on Walbert Avenue and moved it up to North Whitehall where we are today. And that's how we got into land development, because that was one of our first commercial projects that we did right on Pond Road and Walbert Avenue. That was our original turkey farm.
Well, I found it interesting too that you farm a lot of the land to help feed the turkeys.
Oh, we farm all the land. All the land that's that we own. We own and operate about 12,000 acres in four counties. We're in Lehigh, Northampton, Schuylkill, and Berks. And we farm the land, and we grow the crops. We harvest, bring the crops into the farm here where we're at in North Whitehall. And then we use that raw feed, the raw grains, as a feed component for our diets.
So you've got the land that you're farming, you have some residential land operations that you've
developed. All the lands, we look at the lands, and as the growth continues and as the infrastructure provides, water, sewer, and roadway, we consider developing lands, agricultural lands, former agricultural lands. We consider developing them into different projects, whether it's an industrial project or these days it's more on the residential side than it is the industrial.
Well, it's certainly done so much for the Lehigh Valley and the communities. I love where I live right now.
That's a nice project, and they're all nice projects, but we appreciate that, and we do our best, and I know it's sometimes it's difficult when you see all these different projects going on, but we're involved in a lot, and we represent a lot of different entities controlled by the Jandl family in one way or the other, and so it might seem like a lot of different projects, but it's all different family entities.
Your motto is the Jandl name is its promise. You want to do it right because it has your name on it. Where and when did that start?
Well, that comes from my dad. And my dad was always important, and that's really a derivative of the agricultural operation and providing the turkey and growing the turkey and providing product to the consumer.
When I first did tax returns, I did farmers' tax returns, and I used to say to my husband, boy, I think it would be really neat to be a farmer. And my husband said, you would never be hard enough worker to be a farmer.
No, farming is tough, and and we've grown up with farmers all our life, and farming really is our passion, our family passion, and we like agriculture, we like agricultural people, and it is hard work.
Well, and I think, though, part of the vision, if we kind of take this a little further, part of the vision is with these other operations that you've been able to build and grow has really helped support that agricultural business, because we do know it is so tough, and it allows you to keep going with the agricultural business as well. I mean, in those times where it could be harder, the crops don't come in.
To be just in crop farming, it's almost impossible. You've got to have an ancillary agricultural business. We have turkeys, but it's just very difficult because the value of the crop is really not supported by the input costs, and really in the value of lands have gone up in that time frame, so it's tough. And so when I see farmers that are exclusively grain farmers, I know how tough that can be. You really do need ancillary agricultural business to supplement the income of the crop farming.
Which goes back to that point you make about diversification. When you're talking to other business leaders, how important diversification is. And so now you have a number of different businesses going. Do you have a favorite?
A favorite business. Yes. I mean, I enjoy agricultural business. I mean, growing turkeys, seeing the crops grow, and seeing the turkeys grow, and going through those cycles. I enjoy farming, and I guess it's what I grew up on. I started working when I was a youngster, as all my siblings did, and at 8 years old. And I just always enjoyed agricultural business.
I was excited to see the A-Treat story. I have to tell you, because I'm from a small family business as well, and I've always made a point to patronize small businesses to try to help them, you know, stay in business. And when you bought A-Treat, I thought that was really nice. Now, you might not have done it just to be nice. So can you talk a little bit about what prompted you, if you can?
Well, we don't look at it that we rescue A-Treat. I mean, we also grew up in the area. My mother grew up in the area, and she grew up on A-Treat, and it's always been a staple in the Lehigh Valley. And when we understood things were going a little south 2 years ago, we kind of waited back a little bit, hoping somebody would pick up the brand. And when they didn't, we considered it. We met with the good folks that owned it, and we picked it up because we knew if it would have stayed off the shelves too long. It was off the shelves in January of 2015. If it was off the shelves too long, it would have a hard time recovering. So that year, which was 2015, in July, we finalized the deal, and then we acquired in August.
So Mom's happy.
Mom is happy. And she likes orange, and so she's happy to have a supply of orange soda. And
I agree with her. That's my favorite, too.
Is it really?
Yeah. So taking care of the Lehigh Valley and taking care of Mom. That works out well. What about the Hitter's Edge?
Hitter's Edge is it's a small business, and I got involved in that. I took my boys over there and my daughter in the 90s when they were youngsters into the batting cages, and I always thought it would be interesting. It was offered to us. We looked at the value of the real estate, and because we know a little bit about value, and so we felt it made some sense, and we gave it a try, and so we've been operating for several years now, and it's doing fine. It's a nice small business that works well, and it's located on Eberhardt Road in Whitehall.
So it wasn't necessarily just because it was baseball. You also looked at it, you know, that it made also business sense.
Right.
But the Miracle League, that's a baseball venture. You're so right. I thought perhaps you might have some secret passion for baseball.
Well, I've always liked baseball. I mean, I was never good at it. My kids were good at it, but I was never that good. But I always liked baseball, and I liked the, you know, baseball people. And the Miracle League was more of something that was brought to us by two of my friends, Costas and Liebowitz. The three of us got together, and we saw the video on this National League that started up in Atlanta, and we thought it would be a great addition here. There wasn't a Miracle League in Pennsylvania at that point, so we were the first Miracle League in Pennsylvania, and now there's several, and it's prospering very nicely throughout the country. But we started that in 2006, and we donated land. We were involved in the construction, along with Lee and Costas and many other good Lehigh Valley folks that donated time and services to make it happen. And it's continuing to get today. And I'm involved in the board, along with my sister Kathy and Lee and Costas and many other good folks that make sure that it continues to run well.
So I just kind of want to circle back to where we started when you said you don't necessarily consider yourself a leader, but when I'm hearing the stories and hearing everything that you've built and the passion and the detail that you've put into it and paid attention to really does make you a leader, because people are coming to you. They understand that when you have a vision, if you're on board with it, if it's making sense, then as a leader, you're demonstrating that it might be worthwhile. So You're so busy and focused on always that next vision. Do you feel like you're always paying attention to what's next?
That's certainly a good point. We're very busy. We have a lot of different things going on, but we have a lot of good people here. And I would hope I lead well, but we have a lot of good people that work in a lot of different parts of the operation that do a great job.
Your children are involved with the business, so you've already mentioned how important it was for family to be involved. Do you also think it's important for them to be involved in some of these other endeavors that we've just talked about? That A-Treat, Hitter's Edge, Miracle League, where you're not just focusing on what's happening within the Jandl family business, but also what's happening in the Lehigh Valley. Are you demonstrating that to them, having conversations about it, or just by virtue of following your example, you feel they're already doing that?
Well, they are already doing that, and everybody is getting into their own position within the organization. But Hitter's Edge, for instance, I have a son, Adam, that oversees that operation. There's a manager over there, full-time manager, but he oversees that along with other management teams that we have here. And A-Treat, I have another son, Luke, that gets involved in that. I have a son, Jacob, who manages the hatchery, the turkeys coming in, and manages the distribution and the processing plant. He's the first one to see him coming in, and the last one to see him going loaded on the trucks. And son Josh, who graduated from Kutztown and is involved in different field operations, almost what you talked about, me getting involved in doing the work on the farm. He's learning different jobs on the farm, and he's helping out part-time in the office and part-time outside on the farm. And then I have a daughter, Joanna, who's a big help here on the farm, also in the office, and she's involved in the social media and all those good things that come along with graphic design. And my other family members are all involved in key roles here, and Kathy's involved in real estate. She's involved in wholesale distribution, and so we all have different hats that we wear different part times of the season. We're a season business, and on the farm we focus on the Thanksgiving market. We do very little sales in the off season, but at Thanksgiving a lot of sales and a lot of business. So we all got to put our sales hat on. We all got to get over to the processing. We all got to make sure that runs, because if we don't sell the turkeys that we spend all year producing, then we're in trouble.
So you mentioned the kids all work in the businesses, the various businesses. Do they get to pick which businesses they...
No, they don't.
Very good.
Was that the right answer?
Sure. Hard work.
They're involved, and quite frankly, just as we all are in management here, we all do different things. We all wear different hats, different times of the year, so they do too. And so, as I suggested, we have different entities, and we're trying to segment that out, including land development and agricultural, but agriculture is key because that's the most labor-intensive part of the business.
And then the philanthropic endeavors?
They all have interest in what we're doing as a business, and they're all leading the way on their own also. I mean, I have a son who's working with LLS,
oh.
Leukemia Lymphoma
oh.
Society, and
oh, okay.
he's going back down on his own, and that's my son Luke. And when he was in college, he went to Penn State main campus. He was very focused on the Thon and fundraising there, and I think he's kind of taken that to another level now. And so it's all good stuff.
So it's another generation of leaders being developed, even if you may not realize that's what's happened. And it's wonderful to see the generational impact of it from grandfather, father, you, and now your own children. And again, driven quite a bit from that work ethic as well and passion for what you do. I want to ask you a couple other questions, and then I'd like to do what I call quick time questions. So my last main question for you is, how do you keep a balance? How do you, Dave Jandel, keep a balance?
How do I keep a balance? I work, I eat, and I sleep. And there's not much more of a balance. Now, we do have a lot of family time, but besides working and spending time with my family, eating and sleeping, that's about as much balance as I'm going to get. And truly, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy working. It's interesting because we're as diversified as we are. There's something new every single day, and it's a challenge every single day. So that keeps me very motivated and very interested.
So that is also probably some key elements of being a leader, being interested and being challenged.
Well, you know, you have to be interested. I mean, if the owner of the company is not interested in what's going on, then there's a problem. So I like to stay involved. I meet with all the managers in the morning, all the farm managers in the morning at 7:15, and we talk about what we're going to do that day. And if there's any issues that we got to address, we address them at that point. That's important, but there's a different challenge every single day. So we're not only seasonal in the agricultural business, but everything we do, it's a single challenge every day.
Because it's what keeps you going.
It's all good.
So let me ask you some quick questions. You can just give me quick answers if you can, or, you know, take a minute. What are your favorite accomplishments?
What are my favorite accomplishments? I'm most proud of the family. And I don't look at what we're doing here on the farm and the projects that we do as really major accomplishments. I mean, I really don't. But I think when my children all got involved in the business, they all went to school, they further education, and when they were as far as they wanted to go, I never prodded them to come into the business. They worked on the farm, and they worked involved in the operation as youngsters, and particularly around the holidays and the summers. I wanted them to decide to come working here, and they all decided that on their own. That's important to me.
Most memorable event in your career in the Lehigh Valley?
Most memorable event. There's a lot of things that we're proud of and that we really look back at that are very memorable, but the Miracle League is really a fun thing, and to see it thrive today and to see what we're doing for the community, I think, is great. I can't really say one particular thing, but the Miracle League certainly is important to all of us.
Is there any childhood story that affected you today?
The only childhood stories, I mean, we all worked as youngsters, and we all worked hard. And I think what affected me as far as a child is we always got the toughest jobs, and we were always expected to perform. And so I think that made me, if I have any leadership skills, that made me the leader I am today because of that. You know, taking on the toughest, the dirtiest jobs that were on the farm, that's the jobs we got.
If you had to pick a different career, what would it be?
You know what? I've never thought of that, and something that I should have given it some thought before you asked me the question. But you know, there really isn't anything. I really enjoy the agricultural aspect. I enjoy seeing things grow. I enjoy seeing the turkeys grow. I enjoy seeing projects being developed. But I think it would be if there was a different career, it would be somewhere in agriculture.
So, passion, hard work, vision, all attributes of a leader, and despite thinking you might not be one, I would say you certainly have all those attributes.
Well, that's nice of you to say, and I never look at myself that way, but it's nice of you to say that.
I really appreciate you taking your time today to talk with us, and look forward to seeing what else you're going to be doing in the community and in the Jandel endeavors. Thank you for listening to our show this evening, Lessons with Leaders. And our best to you and your family and your continued entrepreneurial spirit and dedication to the Lehigh Valley community and family. Thank you, Neil Heaver, our producer, and especially our listeners.